Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. It's cloudy, about 31 degrees. Listen. It's Thursday. I know they call it Throwback Thursday. What are we throwing back? You know, listen, the only thing I want to be throwing back on today is rum and coke. Do you hear me up in here? Rum and coke, you know what I mean? Pepsi and RC, you know what I'm saying? Royal Crown, yes, honey, yes. Some peach schnapps, you know, and a shot, jello shot. Honey, that's my Throwback Thursday. That is my Throwback Thursday. Now, all this other stuff about Throwback Thursday and these old pictures, I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about it. Do you hear me up in here? Listen, it is November 17th, 2022, 10 p.m. on the Standard Time Zone, 11 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Listen. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Korean, Port Water. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. That's GumbaRum.com. Please do visit Gumba Rum for all your rum libation needs. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumpy Gum. Y'all know what? He is back in commission. He's back in commission, yeah. He was under the weather last week. You know what I'm saying. He tested positive for COVID, but he's okay. He's okay. Everything is okay. He's still strolling, you know, still strolling, walking up and down Boston, Massachusetts. You know, on Cranberry Liquors. Every Wednesday night, he's at Cranberry Liquors. You know, I don't know why this man cannot travel to other places. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's in Boston. He's at Cranberry Liquors every Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m. You know, giving out free drinks of Cranberry Liquors. I'm telling you, what is the matter with this man? So listen, I got some really, really great music on tonight. Independent artist Lady Coco. And independent artist Danielle East, let me tell y'all something. This music is being heard. Where engineer? Come on, talk to me. Baby, your music is being heard all over the world. Yes, it is. I am telling you, listen. Let me tell you something. I got independent artist Danielle East. She is a media darling. Listen, I am telling you right now, she is a media darling. You know what? And her singing and her songs are so refreshing. So refreshing. Earlier, I had her on, and she was singing "Cause I Love You." Really good song. Listen, also like "Two Broken Hearts." She has another song called "Two Broken Hearts." I want you guys to take a listen. I love it. I know you guys are going to love it as well. I love when a person can tell good stories, great stories, when they're singing and their song tells a really wonderful story. And she does it very, very well. She delivers very well. This one is called "Two Broken Hearts." Once again, "Two Broken Hearts." You're going to love it. It is Danielle East. I'm telling you, she's a media darling already. Do you hear me up in here? She has a fresh delivery, great sound. Mixing and mastering is wonderful. Great vocals. Listen, you guys, I got to tell you, she is the bomb. She is on it, on it, on it. I am telling you. So listen, listen, listen. Before I do that, let me tell you something up in here. She has two broken hearts and Broken Butterfly. She has another song called Broken Butterfly. All these songs are fantastic. She's a young artist, and she's off to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful start. This is Broken Butterfly. Take a listen. Broken Butterfly.
A girl beautiful and sweet, dancing through the summer breeze, a kind heart and silly personality, cared for by her loving family. Other girls got envious, cut by their thorns. She was broken and torn, thinking this is how her life would always be. She gave up on her hopes and dreams. Heaven heard her cries and screams as she jumped into the stream. An angel by her side sings away a lullaby, wipes away her tears, takes away her fears. She says it's okay to cry, my little broken butterfly, just give life another try. Grabbed her before she hit the street, saves her and her dream. It's a temporary problem, you can heal my blossom. The permanent solution spreads the pollution. An angel by her side sings away a lullaby, wipes away her tears, takes away her fears. She says it's okay to cry, my little broken butterfly, just give life another try. You can
Let me tell you something. That song, Broken Butterfly, that is by independent artist Danielle East. Now, let me tell you something. I was just chatting with the artist, and she relayed some really sad information, but I want to share with you guys. Listen, you know, I don't even know where to begin, but let me tell you something. She wrote this song based on a story she read in the news. Listen, it was a 12-year-old girl, and this is so surreal because this happens, you know, and it's, oh my God, it's so heartbreaking. But listen, Broken Butterfly is like a tribute to this young girl, 12 years old. Now, Danielle read the story in the news about a 12-year-old girl who was bullied by a group of girls, and then she committed suicide. You know, bullying is a real thing. I mean, we all know it's a real thing. It happens all the time. And listen, children, you know, children are supposed to have a great childhood, grow up 12 years old. I cannot even imagine somebody being bullied at 12 years old. To the point where they commit suicide. I am telling you, that is just so horrific. That is really a tragedy. And I'm telling you, so Danielle, she wrote this song, Broken Butterfly. And it is a beautiful song, and it's telling a story, and it's a dedication to this young girl who's 12 years old. Now, listen, let me tell you something. Bullying is such a huge problem in America. It really is. It is a huge problem all over the place, and it happens. It's very sad, and I think it's something that we need to work at more and try to correct it in the school system because, of course, it's in school when these things happen. Listen, I'm an old fart, and it happened when I was in school, being bullied for some small reason, crazy reasons, and I'm telling you, there's several cases that I can think of when it comes to bullying. You know, I remember running home from school, my God, but we didn't have bullying to the point where it was that serious where someone took their own life. And I'm telling you, there was a girl that went to my church, and she was with her friends, and they pushed in front of a train. So, you know, this is something, it's a, I don't want to say it's an epidemic, but it is an epidemic because people bully people. Bully people for no reason. And I think it's the most terrible thing that a human being can do to another human being. Because you know what? Every human being has feelings. Every human being, you know, wants to be loved. Nobody wants to be bullied. You know, when a person is a bully, there's something wrong with them. You know, it's not the person that's being bullied. It is the bully that has the problem. There is something wrong with them. There's something wrong with their psyche, right? To me, that is just my opinion. Of course, I am not a psychiatrist, right? And I don't do any therapy, anything like that. I'm a licensed life coach, but that's about it. But to me, when it comes to bullying, the person that is doing the bullying, there is something going on in their psyche that they have to pick on somebody else. And usually when a person is a bully, oh, Lord, I'm going into a life lesson with this song. But listen, usually when a person is a bully, they see themselves as the bigger person and you're nothing. That's the way I look at it. It's like they are the bigger person and you're nothing. And so they feel like they can pick on the one that's so-called the weak one. You know what I'm saying? And listen, you know, and this goes on all the time. Listen, bullying is not just in with children or childhood or teenagers. Listen, the story that we just saw in the news in Virginia with the football team that killed the three other teammates. And I am telling you, you know, it was in the news that, of course, he was denied bond and things like that. And he said that he shot the one while he was sleeping. And the first thing I said when I heard that story was, it's not true. This guy, he shot them because they were messing with him and they were bullying him. They were doing something. There was a beef going on. That was the first thing I said. There was some kind of rift. There was some kind of beef. He just didn't bring a gun and start shooting him. I just didn't think that it went down like that. So anyway, listen, I got some more music to play. I'm just going on and on about Broken Butterfly, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And listen, Danielle, let me tell you something, honey. You're just getting started. I think that you're just getting started. Of course, I don't know your history, but let me say this right here. Your music is millionaire music, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying that seriously, in a serious way. It's millionaire music because you're telling stories that touch the heart of people, and you could really create some really nice merchandise with Broken Butterfly. You know, of course, there's something there that you could do with a nonprofit organization when it comes to bullying. Broken Butterfly, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, you know, you could do that. BrokenButterfly.org. You know, of course, it takes time when you're setting up a non-for-profit organization, helping young people, helping children that need a safe place. Children, young people need a safe place where they can talk. So now listen, this is the thing when it comes to bullying. Look, good God from Zion. Let me say this, and I got to get on to the next one with Lady Coco. Let me say this. With bullying, the person that's being bullied, they need a safe place to talk, to tell someone. Sometimes a child or a young person is being bullied, and they feel like they don't have anybody to tell it to. They need a safe place where they can go and tell it and let it out, right? So listen, if they never feel safe, sometimes this is what happens. They feel like they don't have anywhere to turn. There's nowhere to go. Then they turn inward. They take all that pain and it goes inward, and then they take their own life. You know, that's the horrible story. That's a horrible thing to say. I hate to say it that way, but it is what it is. And so the person that's being bullied, they need a safe place, and they feel like they don't have a safe place. That's why they don't tell anybody. They don't tell a principal. They don't tell their parents. They don't tell a counselor. Or they don't tell a coach or turn to someone. They feel like they need to have a safe place, whether it's a community center, a non-profit organization, where a bullying is addressed, right? And so that's the thing about bullying, I am telling you. And it's sad to say that they turn on the inside. They feel like the pain is in there. They turn on the inside, and the only way to make that pain leave or go away is to erase their life. And so, you know, that's really sad, and it's just so much I could say about it. So listen, I got to get on to the next one, which is independent artist Lady Coco. Listen, let me tell you about Lady Coco. She has a song that's dropping next week, Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving Day. And listen, Lady Coco is something else. She is something. Listen, she is a force to be reckoned with. Let me tell you about Lady Coco. She never stops. She never stops. She keeps on keeping on. She keeps on sharpening her tools. And when I say her tools, she's sharpening her craft of singing and songwriting. I'm going to tell you, this lady is like a machine that never turns. I get that feeling from her. I don't know why this is. I don't know why this is coming from me. But I'm going to say this for Lady Coco. I feel like she's this machine that's running and running and running and running and running and going and going, and it never turns off. So, honey, listen, Lady Coco. You got to take some time, rest, reset yourself so you can reset. Don't do too much, girlfriend. Don't do too much, girlfriend. I'm telling you. Listen, I love me some Lady Coco. She's got it going on, and her song is the bomb. Listen, this lady is on fire. She's just like Chaka Khan on fire. Now, you remember back in the day, Chaka Khan was the girl. Chaka Khan and Rufus. Y'all remember Chaka Khan. Well, listen. Lady Coco is just like Chaka Khan, but on fire, right? The fire that never goes out. Lady Coco is the fire that never goes out. Woo, baby, 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 I'm telling you. So listen, I'm going to get this song going. This is going to be released Thanksgiving next week. It's being released. I'm going to need some more. I'm going to need some more. Do you hear me up in here? So listen, let's roll with it. Come on, y'all. Come on, engineer. I'm going to need some more. Down inside my chill, you don't you, that is Lady Coco. That song drops on next week, Thanksgiving Day. Let me tell y'all something. I'm sitting here listening to the song. I'm going to need some more. And listen, I'm going to tell y'all, no, every song reminds me of somebody I dated. I really need to come out with some kind of autobiography of all these dates. Because I'm telling you, listen, y'all, this is going here. I'm pretty much out there. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get on up out of here. I think I'm one of those. I don't know what to say. But listen, 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 listen. This song reminds me of a young man that I dated, and I just could not get enough of that man. Let me tell you something, what God ever truth. He was one of the great ones. He was one of the great ones. We would always get together on weekends, and people thought we were married. I remember our first date out, Listen, let me tell you something. This man was dressed in three-piece. This man was dressed in a three-piece suit on our first date. This is just how serious it was. He was dressed. We had never, it was our first date, first time meeting, yada, yada, yada. We talked on the phone, you know, a couple of times, got to know one another. And so we said, yeah, okay, we're going to meet up. We met up at IHOP. Now, listen, this guy had on a suit. He was dressed to the nines. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I had on my cute little dress thingy. I had my, you know, my mani and my pedi done. I was looking really cute, but I wasn't dressed in no suit like he was. And people thought we were married. They was like, you guys married? You know, we were going around, and we did look like a married couple. And we was like, no, this is our first date. And everybody just fell out laughing. So listen, 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 listen. I could not get enough of that guy. But I'm telling you, listening to Coco's song, it's like, you know, I need to catalog all these life lessons and relationships. Because, God, I remember one time, and then I'm going to get on up out of here. Listen, this show has been a stone cold blast. I'm telling you, I remember, now this is the goddamn truth. I could not make this up. I was at for one period during my 20s, early 30s, during that time frame. When I was there, earlier than that, I was like a serial dater. I always had a date. I was, you guys remember the Golden Girls? Blanche, I was Blanche. I was Blanche, right? I tell you not. I tell you, I could not make this up. I was Blanche. I always had a date. Pretty much every day of the week I had a date. I'm not having sex with these guys. I'm just going out on dates, meeting these guys. So yada, 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 yada. I think it would make a great book. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a so-called blast on this Thursday night. And guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.